The Gemara told us on Vavim and Beis that Pasuk mentions in four times in Parshas Emor the mitzvah of Sukkah. It says Basukos, Basukos, Basukos. Two are chaser, one is malay, which implies two are belashin yachid, one is belashin rabim. The word Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, is mentioned four times in Parshas Emor. The Gemara assumes one time is for the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, and the other three are in order to teach us that you need three walls for the Sukkah. However, we had a halacha l'moshe Sinai that minimized, that reduced the third wall to a tefach. So, midaraisa, together with a halacha l'moshe Sinai, you need two walls and a tefach in order to have a kosher Sukkah. However, we're going to discuss today, and the ensuing Gemara over here on Zayin Amud Aleph, how is that supposed to be implemented in a practical way? It's not as simple as it one might seem. And oftentimes when you walk into people's sukkah, you tell them, oh, where's the walls? Oh, but don't worry, it's two in a tefach. Everybody knows, two in a tefach. However, as we'll see, it's much more complicated than that. Over here, three lines from the bottom of the Vavim Abayis, the Gemara tells us, where do you put that third wall, the tefach? So Amar Rav, Ma'amida Keneged HaYotzei. You put it opposite the exit. So where's Keneged HaYotzei? That's the picture that you have on your left over there in Rashi. Either option just means that you have your two walls at a right angle, and then the third is at the end of at a right angle, to the end of either side. So Amri LeRav Kahana RavAsi LeRav V'Amidena Keneged Rosh Tar. Why do you put it Keneged HaYotzei? Why not do it Keneged Rosh Tar at the end of the line? How is that different than Keneged HaYotzei? So, from the Rashi tells us, what does it mean Keneged HaTar? B'miktsoya tzefoynis ma'aravis ba'alachsoin. It means to put it on an angle. B'mizrachis d'roimis k'shamachitos ma'aravis tzefoynis. So Rashi tells us it means not to put it at a right angle to the two walls, but rather to put it on an angle. D'nira, look at the third line of Rashi. D'nira noy t'lebeid mechitzos u'mechzi ka'arba mechitzos. It's in the direction of both mechitzas, and therefore it looks like four walls. So the way the Marsha understood Rashi is based on the diagram that we have over here. Look at the diagram you have in Rashi. That's based on the Marsha's interpretation of Rashi. Is that it's at a right angle, not at a right angle, but on an angle, kind of like making it into a right triangle. The Maram, in the back of the Gemara, and his comments on the Marsha, the Maram is printed on the bottom of the Marsha, so if you flip to the back, you'll see that the Maram is a different interpretation of Rashi. Not that it's at an angle, making it into, you know, adjacent to one of the walls, making it into a right triangle, like the diagram that we have, but rather that it's like this. Like this. So if there would be a fourth wall, four walls, it would look like this. So this means to put it like that. That's Nira Ka'ara Mechitzas, he says. That, now I could get to see how I could see four walls. He says, if you put it like this, where do you see that it looks like four walls? It doesn't look like four walls, it looks like three walls. And Rashi says that Keneged Rosh Tor means that it's going to look like four walls. And the Maram argues, it seems to be the way that Tosfos understood Rashi. Because look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Apa gabda kayoite bazeh amar parakama de erevin asi avira de hai gisu mavatala. Tosfos says, shouldn't this be a problem of asi avira de hai gisu mavatala? That is like this. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, when you're trying to build a Rishus Hayochid, right, around the private domain on Shabbos, so you should be able to carry. So really you need, in order to be able to carry, to create a Rishus Hayochid, four walls. But the Gemara says, as long as you have, you can have brick, how are you going to get in? You need breaks, you need doorways, you have to get in somehow. If you're going to have brick walls all the way around, yeah, you're not going to be able to come in and out. So the Gemara says, you can have doorways. Doorways are not a problem. But, let's say I have a doorway here. Doorway here, doorway here, doorway here, doorway here. Is that still a wall, or is that just now it's all breaks? And we don't even call that a wall with doorways, it's just not a wall. So the Gemara says, as long as you have what's known as oimei, more standing, meruba is more, oimei meruba al haparot, that's okay. Then it's kosher. If it's parot, meruba al haoimei, there's more pirtzas than there is more standing wall, then it's a problem. Okay? So the Gemara says, this would look like it's Oimei Merubah Paris. But let's say I have like this. I have a situation when we're assessing what's called Oimei and what's called Paris. So the Gemara says if I have like this, let's say I have a big break like this, and big break like this. So let's say this is, 7, this is 7, and this is 3. Amos or Tfachim or whatever. So the Gemara says, this is not considered Omid. When we're trying to assess whether we have Omid Merubal parts, more standing wall than open, the Gemara says if you have a great piritz over here and a great piritz over here, and on both sides it's greater than the middle, so that's called Asi Avira, this Avir. Asi Avira, the high Gisa, Uda high Gisa, Umavatare. These two gang up and nullify the middle Omid. That's called Asi Avir, the high Gisa, the high Gisa Mavatale. It comes up in practical Erevin. Because many times we don't use Tzuras HaPesach, many times we use real walls. And if you have a big break and a big break and in the middle there's a little wall, so the two big breaks, even though you might have Amin Merubah parts in the whole way, those, when you're assessing what's called Amin Merubah parts, the two breaks gang up and are Mavatale, the middle wall. Yeah.
So the three has to be bigger than this.
The 7 on both sides is bigger than the 3 in the middle. You understand?
So we're comparing the 14 to the 3.
So we say, since this is 3, this is 7, this is 7. Since the 7 is greater than the 3, this 7 is greater than the 3, the 2 gang up and are mavato. If this would be 2, then it wouldn't. But since the airspace on either side is greater than the middle, us have either the high geese or the high geese mavato. So now Taisus asks on Rashi, how you have connected Rosh Tar, you should say Asi Avira the high Gisu Mavatale. So now, obviously, Tosis didn't have this diagram, because if Tosis had that diagram, says Maram, where's the Asi Avira the high Gisu Mavatale? There's Avira on this side, but there's no Avira on this side. Says Maram, must be Tosis had this diagram. So what do you have? You just have like that. So how could that be a kosher sukkah? You have airspace over here, that should gang up. If you mavatal that, the little wall in the corner, which is only a tefah. So that's what Taisa says. Alpha gavda kayyais v'za'am perakam de erevin asi avira the high gisa mavatal. It must be, he didn't have this diagram, he had that diagram. So he asks, let it be asi avira the high gisa mavatal. Taisa explains, hilcha segmiri la la asi avira mavatal. Here, by sukkah, it's halach l'maish mi-sinai that a tefah works. So if the tefach was supposed to be keneged reish tar, which means in the corner of the two imaginary walls, then it would have been okay. We wouldn't have said asi avir the high gisa or the high gisa umavatale, because that itself was the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. But clearly, Taisus did not have we have the diagram in Rashi. Taisus had this that diagram, which is found in Maram. And in fact, that's the way the Ritva learns. Rabbi says, look at the sheet in the Maram Kremis Ois Aleph. The Ritva writes, Hainu shiyamidena bekeren haparutz. You put it in the open corner, angle towards each wall. Seems to imply that you put it in the corner and therefore it will look like four walls. Okay, so that was the Gemara initially said, where do you put this tefach? You put it keneged hayotze. That's accurately depicted on Vavam Abayis. You put it at a right angle to the two walls. And the Gemara asked, in the name of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, why don't you put a keneged Rosh Tar, which is either at an angle or in the corner? So Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. Most Rishonim interpret that to mean he dismissed this entirely. He wasn't blown away by the suggestion. So he didn't even... Some say he was blown away and he didn't know. He was speechless. Wow, what a suggestion. The most Rishonim say, no, what it meant is he totally ignored it because it's bug off. It's a ridiculous suggestion. Of course, what it means is two at a right angle and then the third is also is completing the square. So Itmar Nami, we also learned, Amar Shmuel, Mishmei Delevi, Mamido Keneged Ayotze. That's why we totally ignored that suggestion of Keneged Rosh Tar. It's Mamido Keneged Ayotze, V'chein Marin Be'im Midrasha, Mamido Keneged Ayotze. Okay, so it's the diagram that we have on Vavim Abayis. That's the Shtayim Kochasa and V'shlisha Safilu Tefa. So V'itemi Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, but again, Rabbi Simon, V'itemi Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Now in the fourth line, the Gemara continues. It's really not enough just to do that. You can't get away with just this. Okay, totally ignore this suggestion. Forget all about this now. So now the Gemara said, really, this is really not enough. Really, just should have been like this. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Can I get how you would say? But now the Gemara says, it's really not enough to do that. what you really should have to do is like that. This is less than three tefachim, and this is one tefach. Do it like that. Why? Because what do you gain by doing that? Now, in sach hakol, you have four. What's the minimum size wall for a sukkah? Is seven. So at least you have the majority of a wall. So that's what Rabbi Simon, Vitevin Rabbi Shimon Levi, Omer, Oisela tefach soichek, a wide tefach. What that means is to put it within lavud to the wall. Mamido, but pachos mishloisha tefachim, samach ledoifen. Put it within three tefachim to the wall, in which case we say lavud. Lavud is also halachul meshmi Sinai, which we're going to get to, the Gemara is going to discuss at length later. That anything that's less than three tefachim is as if it's closed. So we put it within lavud to the wall, and then it's all considered as if it's closed. And Rashi writes, when you do that, what do you gain by doing that? Rashi umamido apachos mishloisha samach laachas hadfanos apachos mishloisha kelavud vahavale kemechitza shel David. Now it's like four tefachim, and it's roiv of the minimum size wall for a sukkah, which is seven tefachim. So that was the suggestion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Simon. You need to put it, it's not enough to do that, you have to do this, okay? So we've already expanded, Rabbi Isai. This is what people think is okay. Kenegad HaYotzei. We already expanded, that's not good enough, what do you need to do? This, you need to have the majority of a minimum size wall for a sukkah. Rabbi Simon v'Tem Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, then they continued. I'm sorry, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, sukkah suya kemavoy kshera. What if you have a sukkah that's made like a mavoy? A mavoy is the diagram that you have on the right of your Gemara, if you have it. Oh, you have the other diagram too. You have tefach soifik, you have there. And then a mavoy means it's two parallel walls. So I'm Rav Yehuda, sukkah suy kemavoy kshera. V'ayis a tefach ma'mido l'chol ruach sheyirtze. You can put the tefach wherever you want. You have four options where you can put the tefach. Put it wherever you want. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Tamir, Rabbi Shulban Levi, again. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi, and some say Rabbi Shulban Levi, added, that's not good enough. If it's two parallel walls, it's not good enough anymore with the tefach. You need a bar of four tefachim and a little bit more than four tefachim. And you have to put it within three tefachim to one of the walls. That's the diagram that you have in the third diagram on the right of the Gemara. It's not good enough to just put a tefach in whatever corner you want. You have to put a pas arba within three tefachim of one of the walls. Now, what do you gain by doing that? Now you have a real wall of a sukkah. You have seven tefachim, four tefachim of solid wall, three tefachim of lavud. So the Gemara asks, "My shenah husband come out the sagi tefach soichek? How come by the when the two walls are at a right angle, it's enough with tefach within three tefachim? You have a majority of a wall. You don't need the entire wall." Now all of a sudden you need, when it's two parallel walls, you need the entire wall, a solid bar of four tefachim within three tefachim of the wall, which is lovely, that's solid as seven tefachim. So how come over here you need a full wall? So the Gemara explains, there, since you have two walls at a right angle, again, kilchasin here means properly, doesn't mean that that's halacha. I mean, since you have two proper walls at a right angle, sagali b'tefach soichek, hakud lekashtei defanos. Here we don't have two walls at a right angle. The parallel iika pas arba in iloiloi. Okay, so now it's not good enough to have a tefach soichek. The majority of a wall of a sukkah, you need to have the actual third wall. So Amar Rava, there ain't any terrace. Okay, so Rabbi say there are two. The thing that, you know, most people say, how is the minimum size of a sukkah? Two in a tefach. We already demonstrated that doesn't seem to be the case, literally at least. If the two walls are at a right angle, you need that. If the two walls are parallel, so then you really need three full walls. You need this, four, and this less than three to the wall, in which case you have sach hakol seven. In which case you need three walls. It's not enough, two in a tefach. So if the two are at a right angle, you need two in the majority of a wall. If the two are parallel, you need, for all intents and purposes, three walls. And then we're going to see that's also not enough. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, ve'en ani teres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. This is all not good without a tzuras ha-pesach on top of everything. En ani teres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. You need a tzuras ha-pesach. Ika di amri, another version, Amar Rava, v'ani teres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. It could also be mutter with a tzuris of Pesach, but you don't need this tefach soichek. Ikedami amarav of etzricha nami tzuris of Pesach. On top of everything we said, it also needs a tzuris of Pesach. What are these three possibilities? So Rashi explains the three possibilities like this. We're going to see not all Rishonim agree, but Rashi explains it like this. That you have your two at a right angle. So with the first opinion the Gemara was, this is a half a tefach. This is half a tefach. Then you have your tzuris ha-pesach, half a tefach here. That's how Rashi interpreted. That's the first lishon of the Gemara. Then what's the second lishon of the Gemara? Is you just have a tzuris ha-pesach. And the third lishon of the Gemara is you need both. You need a tefach seichik. You need it less than three. Break tefach. That's one tefach. And then from here, a tzuris ha-pesach till there. This is both a tefach seichik and a tzuris ha-pesach. Here was you split up the tefach, not the tefach seichik. Split it up half here, tzuris ha-pesach in between. That's odd. That or a tefach seichik. You can have either or this. Less than three, one, either tefach seichek or just in tzuris ha-pesach, either or this or that. And this one is you need both a tefach seichek and a tzuris ha-pesach. Guess how we paskin, Rav Yisai. The Gemara continues. Rav Ashi, Ashkel, Rav Kahana, the ka'ovit tefach seichek, vika'ovit tzuris ha-pesach. That's how we paskin. You need both. You need both the tefach seichek as well as the tzuris ha-pesach. When we said you need both the tefach seichek as well as the tzuris ha-pesach, what about now this case? What about this case of the two parallel walls? Is that also being addressed by this Gemara? Then not only do you need a pasar, but you need a tzuris ha-pesach now to close it off, or not? So that's a further machlekes harishonim. If you have two parallel walls, look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes over here, Oizbeis ha'ilo shtei defano zu keneged zu, ubeinei ha-mefulosh. You have two parallel walls. You make a board or a wall of four tvachim. You put it within three tvachim of one of the walls. That's what we had over here. And sarach lasis lo tzuris ha-pesach. You need a tzuris ha-pesach beyond going to the next wall. Wow, that's a lot. The Ran disagrees. No, the only time you need a tzuris ha-pesach is here where you don't have a full seven tvachim. What do you have? Four tvachim. Oh, all you have is four tvachim. So we said you need a tzuris ha-pesach to add, to complete the third wall. However, if you have two parallel walls, you have four tvachim, and this is within three to the wall, you have sach hakol seven. That's a whole wall. You need more than that? You need a tzuris ha-pesach here too? Come on. The Ran says that can't be. So the Ran says this is kosher. The Rambam says no. In this situation too, four, this is less than three, sach hakol seven, but you also need a tzuris ha-pesach there too. That's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. You need a tzuris ha-pesach there too. However, the Ritva adds an important thing, and this also appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Ritva over here, Ois Hei, the second to last line at the comma, Ulekuli Alma, Kolhecha da Ovid, Doifin, Bas, Shiva, Tvachim, Sulo, Boy, Tzuris, HaPesach, Shein, Tzuris, HaPesach, Chiyuv. And he says, if, let's say, you didn't have your Pas Arba with a, by the way, this is a less than sign. I don't know, anybody who's not a math person, maybe. So the if you would have an actual wall here, let's say you'd have this, and this would be seven, no one would hold you need a tzuris ha-pesach there. Okay, fine. That's what the Ritva is adding, and that also appears in the Ramah. There you don't need a tzuris ha-pesach. Okay, so Rabbi said, this is what appears in Shulchan Aruch. These two opinions. Here you need a tzuris ha-pesach, maybe yes, maybe no. Here you definitely don't. What about here? Everyone holds you need a tefach seichek with the tzuris ha-pesach. So the Brisker Rav asks, and it, so the two in a tefach is really dead and buried, Rabbi Zayin. It's much more two in a tefach. What do you need? Two walls. If they're at a right angle, you need it to be like a tefach within three, within lavud to the two walls at a right angle, and then a tzuris ha-pesach the rest of the way. Wow, that's much more than two in a tefach. But the Brisker Rabbi asks, what happened? On Vav Amabez, what did we have? We had Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, two in a tefach. Where did all these chumras come from? First of all, we had a Gemara. Where do you put the tefach? A homachlekes? Is it connected a yotze? Is it connected Rosh Tar? And then we said it's not enough with the tefach. We added on there has to be within the lavud. We're trying to make it at least the roiv of a mechitza, four. And then we added on the Tzuris HaPesach. On top of all of this, what's going on? What happened to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Vav Amabez, two in a tefach? Who cares where you put the tefach? What happened to that? So the Brisker Rav explains. Over here, Oiz Dalin. This is not in the Brisker Rav Sefer on the Rambam or on Chumash. He has a separate volume on Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Sukkah. Just a few pieces on Sukkah. But on this Gemara, on the Zayin Med Aleph, he explains that what's going on here is that there are two concerns. One concern is that we have the proper number of walls for a Sukkah. And that is two and a tefach. That's it. Halach L'Moshe Misinai, two and a tefach. The problem is another concern. And that concern is that the sukkah be enclosed. Similar to a Rishus HaYachad of Shabbos. See, Shabbos doesn't need real walls, we've discussed already. Shabbos doesn't need real walls in the same way that sukkah does. We have imaginary walls, halachic walls. Sukkah needs real bona fide walls. And we said, vis-a-vis that concern, two and a tefach is enough. However, the Brisker Rav says there's another issue in Sukkah, and that is that like Shabbos, it has to be an area that's enclosed. The Sukkah has to be enclosed. Why does the Sukkah have to be enclosed? The Brisker Rav doesn't explain to you, but in one of his Talmidim in the Emek Bracha, who was one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, Rav Arya Pomeramchik, we mentioned the Sefer before, so he explains the reason why the Sukkah has to be enclosed is because the Sukkah, the Pasuk says, Basukas teishvu shivas yamim, you should live in the Sukkah, teishvu ka'ein taduru. You should live in the Sukkah a similar way that you would live in your house. If it's raining in your house, you would leave. So too, if it's raining in the Sukkah, you could leave. If it's hot and there's bugs and it's you can't stay there in your house, you would leave. In the Sukkah also, one can leave. Teishvu ka'ein taduru. So too says the Emek Bracha, who would ever live in a house that's not enclosed? If it's not enclosed, it doesn't offer the protections that are assumed, that you know is the very foundation of what shelter is all about. So a sukkah also has to be enclosed. So yes, it's true, in terms of how many walls do you need of a sukkah, shtayim, kochasan, shlishis afilu tefach. That's how many bona fide walls you need. However, it also has to be enclosed. Otherwise, it's not Teishvu Kein Taduru. And that's what this whole Gemara is all about, is figuring out how to take these two walls, the Shlishis Afilu Tefach, and make you feel enclosed. One opinion was, Keneged HaYotze makes you feel enclosed. Then, Rav Kahana and the name of Rav Asi, Keneged Rosh Tar makes you feel more enclosed. Then Rabbi Simon added, some say Rabbi Shua Levi, no, that's really not enough. To make you feel enclosed, the tefach doesn't do anything. You have to have a tefach soichek within three tefachim in order to make it like the majority of a wall. Then we went, and if it's, that's two parallel walls, you really don't feel enclosed. You really feel open to the elements. You have to make even more. And then when we added even a Tzuris HaPesach, all of this is in order to make you feel, to a certain extent, enclosed. So look over here, the Brisker Rav explains, the Be'emes Shnei Dinim Nefradim Heim. It would have been enough. That is not subject to debate. With regard to the minimum amount of walls for a sukkah, you're right. This is an entirely separate halacha. It's got to be closed. This is not part of the walls of the sukkah. A tefach alone would have been enough. This is in order to make a person feel enclosed. That's why we have all of this debate, and that's how the two in a tefach became enlarged. And perhaps this is why you need a Tzuras HaPesach as well. Rabbi saying the three possibilities that you have for a Tzuras HaPesach, so we said we pass in like this one, the third option, that you need both. However, along the way, this is how we pass in. This is the Psak Halacha, right? You pass in to an Atafah with the Tzuras HaPesach added on afterwards. Or, and if they're parallel, you need this with the Tzuras HaPesach or not, and certainly if it's a whole wall, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach. However, before we got to the Psak Halacha, the Gemara had other versions of Rava. When he said you need to add a Tzuras HaPesach onto this Tefach Seichek, you need to add a Tzuras HaPesach. So what did he mean? One opinion is the way we pass in, you need both a Tefach Seichek with a Lavid and then a Tzuras HaPesach. The other, by the way, you have this. If you use a canvas sukkah, that's not so easy to, not so hard to accomplish. Why? Because let's say you put up your two, you'll have four of the canvas will be open. And oftentimes the canvas sukkah, this is one advantage of the canvas sukkah, has a frame. So you have already a Tzuras HaPesach. You have already two poles. A Tzuras HaPesach, a door frame, sorry we didn't explain it, is a one pole with a wire or a pole on top. It's Tzuras HaPesach, the frame of a door. So most of the time in a canvas sukkah, you have that frame. Anybody who's going to put up any of the walls of a canvas sukkah, usually you put up the entire frame, otherwise the whole thing falls apart. So one advantage of the canvas sukkah is at least you have this frame which goes all the way. So if you at least have four tefachim here, that's okay. If you're building your sukkah out of like the snap together walls, so you put up two, so those are better. We'll get to why those are better than the canvas sukkah. Canvas sukkahs, we have to have a whole discussion about. But those walls are better because they're solid walls. They don't blow back and forth in the wind, which creates its own problem. But the two walls are solid, but then let's say I'll put up a panel. You literally put up like this. You put up this many panels. So even if this is four tefachim, how are you not going to build a Tzuras HaPesach to here? It becomes very complicated. You're going to have to put a pole over here. You're probably going to have to put a pole over here in order to hold up the schach on top. Otherwise, what's holding up the schach? But either way, something you have to be conscious about. Whereas if it's a canvas sukkah, usually you have a pole here anyway, because you're going to put up the whole frame. There's one advantage of the canvas sukkah. But either way, we'll get back to this. When we were talking about adding the Tzuras HaPesach to the equation, so the first, this is the way Rashi taught us. The first Lashon of Rava was this. This is how Rashi interpreted it. The second Lashon of Rava was either this or that. Either entire Tzuras HaPesach or Tefach Seichek. Not both, let me say both. But this was the first Lashon, this was the second Lashon. So Tysus asks on this one, the first one. Tysus asks, look at Tysus. Perush, ain't any teres ela b'tzuras haPesach. This is the first one. Yeah, Amar Rava, ain't any teres ela b'tzuras haPesach. Then he said, v'ni teres nami b'tzuras haPesach, either or. But according to the first one, where you split up the tefach, put a tzuras haPesach in between, so Perush, where it says Tosis, ela imken asola osa tefach tzuras haPesach al pnei kol hadoifin kuloi. You have to put it together with the tefach and the tzuras haPesach. How do you do that? Ketzad kana shachatzi tefach etzel hayotze. V'kana shel chatzi tefach b'miksaya shekenegdoi, on the wall opposite it. V'kana al gabeim, and a pole on top. Again, the Tzuras HaPesach is pole with a pole on top. The frame of a door. Most of our eruvin are made with pole on top. We use the telephone poles. We can't walk around Teaneck planting our own poles. Even though they're friendly to the Jews, Baruch Hashem, but they wouldn't be that friendly and start planting our own poles. What do? We use the telephone poles and the wires on top of the telephone poles. So sometimes it's a good Tzuras HaPesach, sometimes it's not, and we have to mish around with the poles and put little tubing and things in order to make it kosher. That's how you make an Eruv. That's why people who are opposed to the Eruv in these communities, where they're opposed to Eruv, are really just opposed to their own telephone wires. I mean, we really do very little in order to make an Eruv. You wouldn't notice it, you wouldn't even know it's there unless you knew how to look for it. Because many of the poles, we don't have to do anything. It's just a regular old telephone poles. Anyway, so it's kana mikan, kana mikan, kana al gabeim. So it says, Tosfos, that's your typical Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, it's a cup, but over here, we're splitting it up with a half a tefach bar on either side. Dehavalei ki'ilu kol adoifin sasim. So says Tosfos, but why should you need a half a tefach here and a half a tefach here? The Abba Gavu Perakama de Erev and Moyavin and Shiur the Kana Shalturis HaPesach. How thick does the Kana on either side have to be? Doesn't have to be any thickness at all. You could have a metal pole. Doesn't have to be a tefach thick, 3.6 inches, which is a tefach. Could be 2 inches. 2 inches. Tosfos says, in order to qualify as a Turis HaPesach, though, it does have to be able to hold a minimal door. Doesn't have to be able to hold this kind of door, which is a steel. I don't know why we have these like blast doors, but all right. Doesn't have to be able to hold a steel door. Doesn't even have to be able to hold a wooden door. The smallest or thinnest size door that they would use in that part of the world. So let's say you'd have an accordion door, very light, or a wicker door, or some, you know. People have these things, you know. So that a minimal door, it has to be able to hold. So if you have a little twig in the ground, that can't hold anything. But if it could hold a minimal door that will reach, extend to the other pole, fine. That's okay. But there's no minimum thickness. How come over here Rashi says you need half a tefach? That's not like we have in Shabbos. In Shabbos, the Torah says Pesach doesn't have to have this minimum thickness. How come over here it needs a half a tefach? It has to be able to hold the minimum size door that can extend. That's it. That's your requirement. There's no shear of how thick it has to be. How come over here it has to be a half a tefach and a half a tefach? That's Tosfos' question. Why would that be the case? Why would it have to be a half a tefach and a half a tefach in order to be a kosher Turis HaPesach? The Ritva has a similar question on Rashi. Look over here. The Ritva always say, he quotes from Rashi, V'hai Turis HaPesach Deka, Amar Perish Rashi, Keneged Kol HaDoifen. Rashi said it has to have half a tefach, and go the entire length of the wall. The Ritva says, why does it have to go the entire length of the wall? Look what he says. V'hikshol ha'betaisus, imkein doifin gemurahi. 1 minute. If there's a Turis HaPesach going the entire wall, over here in option Aleph, in option A, that's a real wall. That's a whole Turis HaPesach. That's good for Shabbos. We'd use it all the time. Imkein doifin gemurahi. D'v'habachol duchte afil b'dini teret Turis HaPesach stima gemurahi. Umarabusa de Gamrin and Gabi Sukha Bedoifin Zeshal Tefach. What is the Tefach add? What is the Lach L'Moshe Misina the Tefach then? If you have a Turis HaPesach that goes the whole way, what do I need your Tefach? So therefore the Ritva disagrees with Rashi, and we paskin like both suggestions of the Ritva. He says, Upirshu Dvarim Kipshutan. The Turis HaPesach shall arba Tvachim. You don't need a Turis HaPesach that goes the whole way. Vahavi Kilu Hakol Sasum. It's as if it's all closed. Apagav the parat shalom meruba lo ome v'chein ikar. The Ritva says you never needed this. You don't need that whole thing. What do you need? And we pass it like this part of the Ritva. Even according to this version of the Gemara, you had half a tefach, tzuris haPesach, half a tefach. As long as you went 7, even though it's ome meruba lo parat. Parrots move on limit. I have more breaks. This is all parrots. And that's greater than the 7 tefachim. Still okay. Even though you need a Turis HaPesach, it doesn't go the whole way. Now I see the halacha moish misina. Now the halacha moish misina help me out. According to Rashi, what do I need a halacha moish misina? The half a tefach, half a tefach. Get rid of the half a tefach and just put a regular Turis HaPesach like this. That's good in Kol Torah Kugel. Why isn't that good here in Sukkah? So therefore, the Ritva learns like that. And we pass it like that, because even when you need the 4, you know, 1 within love to the wall, we don't need a Turis HaPesach that goes the whole way. We just have this. Turis HaPesach that goes through here, as long as Sacha Kol Yav 7. That's how we pass it. That helps too.
That's one suggestion the Ritva has. That's what this Halach L'Moshe Misina is coming to teach me. Also, the Ritva suggests the Pesach Zu Lo Ba'inan Kana Al Gabeim. No, you know what the Chiddush of Sukkah is? Shtaim Kachos and Shishas Afilu Tefach. Normally, in a Turis HaPesach, you need a pole here, and a pole on top. By Sukkah, you don't need a pole on top. Why don't you need a pole on top? What is in place of the pole on top? The Schach. Well, we pass them like that too. The Rambam quotes that. So even though you need 4. Okay, Rabbi, this is halacha l'moshe misina, Rabbi. This comes up in many people's sukkah. You need 2, and you need 4 at least, or 1 with the to the wall, and you need a Turis HaPesach that goes at least 7. You don't need a kana al gabeim. You don't need pole on top, because the schach is in place of the pole on top. Okay, That's what the Ritva says is special about Sukkah. Otherwise, he has a problem with Rashi. What's special? What does that Lachamayish Mishina do for me? What do I need half a Tevach, half a Tevach? It's a regular old Tzumas HaPesach. Of course it works. What do I need? My half a Tevach, half a Tevach. That's what Tzitzis is. What do I need? Half a Tevach, half a Tevach. You never need that by Tzumas HaPesach, by Shabbos. You don't need half a Tevach, half a Tevach. So why should I need that here? That's Tzitzis Kasha. The Ritva had a similar question. If it goes the whole way, what's the coming to teach me? So the Ritva said, no, because it's good enough even if it doesn't go the whole way. Just seven tfachim, or it's here, it's better. You don't need a kanal gabeim, you have the schach. Taisus gives a different, slightly different answer. Okay, Taisus says over here at the bottom of Dirim Masko Ve'ena, says Taisus, even though Tzuras HaPesach works in Kol HaTorah Kula, by Shabbos, by Kilayim, by the way, if you have planted wheat, you're not allowed to plant wheat next to grapes. That's called kilaya kerem. If you do that, it all has to be destroyed. It has to be burned. Special halacha. You can't plant. You're not allowed to plant wheat next to grapes. What if you put a Tzuras HaPesach in between them? Then it's okay. It works by Shabbos. Works by kilayim. So it should work by Sukkah too. Says Taisus, no. Sukkah is different. Says Taisus, the last three words: Debainan mechitzos hanikaros. By Sukkah, it's not enough with halachic walls. Halachic walls don't count. If you remember, we had the discussion about the platform, the omud. Even though on top of here is a reshus hayakid for Shabbos, you cannot put a sukkah over here, even if you have schach. Why not? Because you need real walls. There's no walls here. Even if you put poles, there's no walls. You need real walls. And here you don't have real walls. Sukkah is different that you need bona fide walls. Mechitzos, ve'ina mechitzos hanikaros v'leka. That was the Gemara earlier on Daled Amud Beis. So Sotu says, Taisvis, Atzuras HaPesach is no good for Sukkah. Why? You need real walls. The Ran says the same thing over here. Look over here. Oizva v'nira li, she'ein Tzuras HaPesach matir b'shtei defano shel Sukkah. By the real walls of a sukkah, Tzuras HaPesach would be no good. Ava pishu mata l'shabbos u'l'kilayim, even though it works for Shabbos and the separating between wheat and grapes for kilayim, it's no good for sukkah. Shemata ha'imer kein lehai lishnakama derava mai kula t'doif and shlishis t'arminim ba'afil tevach. Otherwise, what do I need? Half a tevach. What do I need? Alachul moish misina ashtayim kachas v'shlishis afil tevach. I have to put a whole Tzuras HaPesach there. Came and changed, but Tzuras HaPesach. Up in a kulay, hachi afil b'shtei defano to matir. You can make your whole thing to the Tzuras HaPesach. What did this halacha l'moishim yisina help me? Elavadai says the Ran in the third, middle of the third line. Ein Tzuras HaPesach matir umashum shir doif in sukkah. A Tzuras HaPesach is no good for a sukkah. It's no good for a sukkah. The only time it's good is b'doif in shlishis bilvad. It's on the third wall. The machmirina b'ha b'sukkah mishabes k'shem shechmiru b'alinin amud gavaya asar the beina mechitza sanikars. Just like on top of there is a reshus hayochid for Shabbos, but not no good for sukkah. So too, it's a reshus hapesach is no good for sukkah. It only works on the third wall. What does it help? What does it accomplish in the third wall? What it accomplishes is, says the Brisker Rav, to make it enclosed. These are your walls for the sukkah. Tefach te'ir, you have two kilchasim, shlishi safiru tefach. These are the defanois of the sukkah. The bona fide walls of the sukkah are two and a tefach. What do I need the Tzuras HaPesach here in order to make it enclosed? That's a whole separate cheshbon, a whole separate diun. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. Vavam Abeis, we solved how many defanos you need, two and a tefach. What we are schwitzing over here trying to figure out is how to make yourself feel enclosed. So you have half a tefach, half a tefach. That has nothing to do with Tzuras HaPesach. Taisus says, why do I need half a tefach? Tzuras HaPesach has no thickness. You're right, Tzuras HaPesach has no thickness. This is not midin Tzuras HaPesach. This is in order to have defilements for your sukkah. Why do I need a Tzuras HaPesach in between in order to make yourself feel enclosed? So this one opinion was, this makes you feel enclosed. And one opinion was that you need this to make yourself feel enclosed. You need the four together, not half-half. You need four, and then a Tzuras HaPesach to go at least until seven. That's what makes you feel enclosed. For that reason, because these are two separate cheshbonos, okay? The Beskrav is explaining for the din defanos of sukkah, two and a tefach. In order to make yourself feel enclosed is when we're adding all these other things. You're not putting it far away from the wall and adding a Tzuras HaPesach, all the things that we paskin. That's only in order to make yourself feel enclosed, but those are two separate cheshbonos. Because of that, the Ritva and the Beskrav don't like the second shot in Rashi either. Why? Because Rashi said in the second shot, what is good, according to Rava? Rava said, either this or that. The Ritva says, 1 minute, here, there's no tefach. I thought we said for Defanos of Sukkah, that's already Sal, Baba, Mabez, how many walls do you need? 2 in a tefach. And the Tzuras of Pesach is an imaginary halachic wall that doesn't work for Sukkah. It might work to make yourself feel enclosed, but not in order to have bona fide walls. How can it be that there's a possibility you can get away without either this or that? That was the second Shaina Rava. Then we said, no, he means both. This is the first Shaina Rava, second Shaina Rava, third Lishna of Rava. How did Rashi say this? You can get away with just two, without a tefach.
So the Ritva disagrees with Rashi, and that's how the Brisker Rav decides. Look over here, the Ritva. Over here, Isaiah, Aba Hanacha in the Kuhu Lishni Tefach Beinon. Everyone agrees you need a tefach. No, that was never under debate. That was Vavam Abayz. You need a tefach. Every time you need a tefach. V'hachik mirilei. That was Allah HaMoish Misinai, Vavam Abayz. The question is, we're not sure where you have to put it. So how does he learn the three Lashonis of Rava? He learns like this. V'Rava Amar, second line, B'lishna Kama, She'ein Zeh Hechshero Kach Hechshero, She'yase Imo Tzuras HaPesach. But if you had tefach beinoni, the sum of kodoy for mamash.
So the Ritva learns like this, not like Rashi. How does the Ritva learn? The Ritva learns like this. In case you weren't confused before, Rabbi Stein. The Ritva learns like this. The first lashon of Rashi was with the Tzuras of Pesach. That went to at least 7. So this is a tefach. That was the first lashon of Rashi.
Yeah, of the Ritva. The Rav Abba Lishna Kama Shein Tach Sheva Kach Hashem Shiyase Imo Tzuris Tepes Ovi Yer Tefach Beinu Semach Hadoif Imam Shub Ida Chishna Kama Et Omes Kasha B'Tavayu B'Tefach Soifek Oime B'Pachas Mishloi Shuv B'Tzuris Tepes. So the third Lashon, he put it out of order, is this, and then Tzuris Tepes. So Lashon 1 was that you don't need a Tefach Soifek. It was enough if you have a real just tefach kenegad yotzei plus the tzuras pesach. It was the first. That was the third. And then the Ritva says, "What was the middle lashon?" Ubeidach mishne kamer the omes kasha betavayu betefach soichik oim bepachas mishloi b'tzuras pesach. Ubeidach mishne kamer the sagi bechad minayu o betefach soichik bepachas mishloi shbeloi tzuras pesach o betefach beinani im tzuras pesach. The third lashon was that it's either this with the tzuras pesach. So, 7. Or the old tefach sefik. Either this or that. But no one said you could get away without this little tefach. That's the walls of the sukkah. You can't say like Rashi that the second lishon is there's no tefach. Because the Brisker Rav said those are two separate chesbonos. Of course you need two in a tefach. The question is, where do you put the tefach in order to make yourself feel enclosed? And for that, we're going to employ other things. We have lavud, we have tzuras pesach. All of that is in order to make yourself feel enclosed. But these are two separate line items. One is, how many walls do you need for your sukkah? That's two in a tefach. But that's not good enough. Because you need teishu kein taduru. It has to be like a house. You have to feel enclosed. And the way we paskin is that you need the tefach seichik together with the tzuras pesach. It has to be. You have 4 real walls and the tzuras pesach in order to complete it to 7. In order to make yourself feel enclosed. And no one ever entertained the possibility, says the Brisker Rav, you could get away with less than 2 in a tefach of real bona fide walls. As a proof, perhaps, to this notion, perhaps we can see some support to the Brisker Rav in the next sugya. Look over here at the 2 dots. The Gemara continues. Amar Rava, v'chein l'shabbos. So too on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. This sukkah, okay, so we said, well, how do you have your shtan, kofas, and shusha, if you will tefach? This is it, Rabbi said. Look at it, memorize it, this is it. You need both, that's what it is. So the Gemara says, that is good for Shabbos too. Amarava v'chein l'Shabbos. Now that's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? You could carry there Shabbos Chol HaMoed. If you're in an area which has no Erev, you can carry in this sukkah even on Shabbos. Why is that a chiddush? Normally, how many walls do you need for Shabbos to be Rishus HaYochid? Guess how many? 4. All 4. How many do you have over here, Rabbi Sai? In this sukkah, what do we have? In this sukkah, our Shtan, Kokas, and Rishus HaFi will have books like this. This is, let's say, 2. This is, let's say, 3. I'm sorry, this is 1. It's within
almost four. It's supposed to be Safakol four. This is a little bigger than one. This is a little less than three. Fine. So this is three. Safakol, you have four of real silent wool. Then you have the Tzuris of Pesach till here. This is good for Sukkah. That's the minimum size of a Sukkah. For Shabbos, what do you need in order to carry? Four real wools. So how could, but the Gemara says you could carry here and Shabbos Chalamoid. Regular Yontif, there's no Easter Haitzah. We're allowed to carry from place to place. But on Shabbos, how do you carry this? So I'm a Rebbe, V'chein l'Shabbos. Migo, Davi Doifin, and in Sukkah, Havi Doifin, and in Shabbos. Since it's considered to be a Mechitza, for Sukkah, it's considered to be a Mechitza for Shabbos as well. Since it's considered to be a Mechitza for Sukkah, it's considered to be a Mechitza for Shabbos as well. Duran asks, why don't we say the opposite? Everybody said, look over here at Duran. Over here at Duran. Duran says just the opposite. Look over here, Ice Tess. The second line in the Ran Ois Tess. Amai Amin Amigo Kai Gavno Lekula. Why do we say since it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos? Name it Ipcha Lechumra. Why don't we say since it's no good for Shabbos, Shabbos Chalamoid, you can't carry there. Say it's no good for Sukkah, and not only Shabbos Chalamoid can't you carry there, it's no good for Sukkah either. Let's say, since it's no good for Shabbos, it's no good for Sukkah. Why do you say since it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos? Name it Ipcha Lechumra. To become eyes of the Rav name of Migo, the Lord Havi Doifin Linyan Shabbos, Lavi Doifin the Sukkah, since it's no good for Sukkah, Shabbos no good for Sukkah. So Ran explains, Alkachani Omer, Shekevin Shatara Pirsha Mechitzoy Seha Shos Sukkah, since the Torah goes out of its way to tell us how many walls you need for a Sukkah, two in the Tefah. V'ef Shulashivis Yimei Sukkah Beloi Shabbos, since Sukkah is 7 days long, you inevitably will have a Shabbos in between. No one ever would think you're coming to say it's just good for 6 days and not for the seventh. Must be the same Sukkah that's good for the first 6 days is good for the seventh day for Shabbos too. But Shabbos you're going to have to start tinkering with the Sukkah. No one would ever think such a thing. She'ein midarka shel Torah. It's not the way of the Torah. She'titein hechsher she'ein o'maspik ha'kozman. To give something that's only good for part of the time and not for the entire time. So that's why the Gemara said the Kumigo, the Kula, since it's good for the first 6 days of Sukkot, must be good for Shabbos Chalamoni too, even though it's not enclosed in all four sides. Why should we say that that's the case? What shaykhus is there between Shabbos and Sukkah that we can say, Migo davidoy from the Sukkah, davidoy from the Shabbos? So Rabbi Arya Pamaramchik, again in the Emek Bracha, says, you see from here a support to the brisket rug. The answer is because on Sukkah there's really two things we're concerned with the entire time. We're concerned with the minimum number of solid walls you need, the fanois. The fanois was two and a tefah. But there was also the concern that you feel enclosed. That's similar to Shabbos. So from the fact that you are considered to be enclosed when you have this kind of scenario, this completes it to seven. So once you have, this is considered to be enclosed, too, and you know, a partial wall, and the Tzuris HaPesach is completed, now you feel enclosed. So if you're enclosed for Sukkah, you're enclosed for Shabbos. They do have a common characteristic, and that is that in both you have to feel enclosed. So since you're enclosed for the Sukkah, you're enclosed for Shabbos. If Sukkah would just be, you have to have solid walls, and Shabbos is a different cheshbon, you have to be enclosed. So what similarity would there be between them that we could say, since it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos, too? They have nothing in common. The answer is, on Sukkah, there's two cheshbonis. One is, you have to have solid walls, that was Baba Mabez. This whole Amud, we're discussing how to feel enclosed. But once you're enclosed for Sukkah, you'll be enclosed for Shabbos, too. That's the Gemara over here on the bottom of Zayin Alf, and that seems to prove the Yisoid of the Brisket Rav, that really there's two concerns, and that's what we're primarily concerned with in Zayin Alf, is feeling enclosed. Practically, though, do we accept this Migo of Rava? So if we look in the Ran, the Ois Tess, the first line, Rava Fasi Lo Kosva, the Rif in the Rambam never brought this. Laha de Rava Behilchois. Lafi Chaktak Ulama de Ha de Rava Leisa. They don't subscribe to Rava. Or Rava only meant, Sheshavua Rishus Hayach Lechayv Hazarek Lesarchai. What they meant is that since this is good for a Sukkah, this is a Rishus Hayach, it is considered to be a Rishus Hayach for Shabbos too, even though you don't have all four walls, but only the Dairaisa, not the Drabanan. If someone will throw something in from a Rishus HaRabim into this, you'll be chayav for Hotzah, but you L'chatchila cannot carry there. Why should that be the case? Because Midoraisa on Shabbos, all you need is three walls. This fourth wall that you need is the Rabbanon. So what they meant to say is, what the Riff understood Rabbi is saying is, this is the equivalent of three walls on Shabbos. Three walls on Shabbos are Doraisa. In order to be considered Rishus HaYachid, but Midrabanan you need the fourth wall in order to carry. So this is a Rishus HaYachid Doraisa, but you can't carry in there in a practical way. Which would mean, by the way, if you live in an area which doesn't have an Eruv, which there are some, if you live in an area where there's no Eruv, you can't carry in your sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed unless you build an Eruv around your backyard. That's the way the Ran held. The Rosh disagrees. He says, HaRav HaFasi Hishmit Mem Razu, the Rift and the Rambam never brought this psak of Rava, the Rava, because of Bei Mem Rosacheris the Rava, V'anutam HaMishum the Pasek the Boi Nami Tzuris HaPesach, Rava held you need also Tzuris HaPesach, Umilz of the Pshiti. The Rift and the Rambam didn't bring it because it was so obvious. They didn't even bother saying it. That's his interpretation. The Rambam and the Rift didn't bring it. Since this is good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos, because either way you have three walls, basically. You have three walls, let's push it. If you can carry here on Sukkot, you can carry there Shabbos Chol HaMoed too. He didn't bring it because it was so obvious. Either way, you have Rosh HaYachid Doraisa. Anyway, you have three walls. The fourth wall is only the Rabbanan, so let's push it, that because it's Sukkot, we don't need the fourth wall. That's what the Rosh said. So the truth of the matter is, this is two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, and this comes up, Rabbi says. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you have such a sukkah and you're in a place where there's no Eruv, so he says, according to the Rosh, you can carry, according to the Ran, you can't. And he says, a person should try and be machmir, unless it's a shas achat. So, or, the easier solution is to build four walls. Then you could carry within the sukkah no matter what. But, either way, you have a problem. You're going to have a problem anyway because you have to bring food from the house to the sukkah. So you're going to have to build an eruv around your backyard anyway. This helps you carry in the sukkah. If you want to carry to the sukkah, which everyone wants to do, from the kitchen to the sukkah, you're going to have to build an eruv around your backyard anyway. But this is two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a sukkah, you know, the minimal size sukkah, can you carry in there? Do we paskin like Rav Amiga to have a day from the sukkah, have a day from the Shabbos? One opinion is yes. The Ran said we don't paskin like that. In a practical way, all he meant was it's a shusayach day raisa. Didn't mean you can carry there. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should try and be machmir if you can. Okay, shkayach everyone.